And welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am your host, Mark Seguin, and today we'll be joined by Ivy Solt of the famous Prior Lake Lakers. Very creative last or mascot name there. And Aquajets. Welcome, Ivy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You've been requested by a few people, so I think we had an obligation. Mm-hmm. I don't want Lily Van Heel coming after me. All right. I don't want to be on her bad side.
Yeah, I heard.
So, yeah, we absolutely had to have you on. So for those of people out there that don't know you, why don't you give everyone a little background on your swimming, when you started getting serious about it, and let's start with that.
Yeah, so I think I started swim lessons like right away. I think my mom said I was less than a year old when I started.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and so because my dad swam, and so it was like, you know, kind of one of those skills that everyone wants to learn and be good at. But then I started swimming competitively when I was 7, and I swam on Storm for a couple years, and then I moved to Aquajets when I was 11.
Cool. And when did you figure out, like, this is really something I love and I want to keep doing all the time? Because we know how much time you put in the water, right?
Yeah.
So when did you decide it was like, this is what I want to spend my time with?
I think maybe right before I switched to Aquajets, so like 2018, I got to go to All-Stars for the first time. And
oh,
so
yeah,
that was a big deal. And that was back when, like, it was team travel and I got picked to go. Like, you got an email to say if you wanted to go or not. And so I just went for a relay. But then later I got my first zone time. And then I was like, it's the real deal, you know?
Success is addicting. That's mm-hmm. for sure. What is it you love most about the sport?
I think it is kind of all the people. Like, everyone's been saying that, but it really is the people. Like, during COVID, it was really hard because I wasn't being able to social kick with my friends. We had to stay so far apart. And so it just got really boring. But then also, yeah, the success. Like, I like looking back on my progress and seeing how much I've, like, gotten better.
Yeah, and that's just a note to all the parents that listen. Not a single kid has said their favorite part is getting a best time or some cut they got. It's all about hanging with their friends and going through the sport together. What's one thing you don't like about swimming?
I get really bored when I'm swimming. Like, during the mile, I'm so bored.
You're a distance swimmer, man. Mm-hmm. You got to get creative with what goes on in your head when you're swimming the mile. We asked Bina this.
Mm-hmm. Recently I've started doing my breath control in my head so that I'm not thinking about something I need to be working on.
Yeah.
And so I'm just counting like two strokes, take a breath.
Hey, whatever passes the mm-hmm. time, it's some, especially when you get in those long course pools, you know, it's a while before it turns to break up the monotony. You start counting cracks in the concrete in the bottom mm-hmm. and stuff. It gets kind of long.
Oh yeah.
What's one of your favorite memories of swimming? What's a story you like to tell? If you could tell one story about something that happened with you in swimming that you love to talk about, what would it be?
I think I have two. One of them was
two's great.
My last age group state. I was there, so I was 14. It was going great. And this was before I got any national cuts. Or maybe I got my first one there. And someone came up to me and like talked to me and they were like, it was a little kid, not little, like 11. And he was like, oh, are you Ivy? And I was like, yeah. And so we just talked the whole weekend and it was like, I don't know. I felt famous, but I was only 14 and it was just Minnesota swimming. So it was like, not really, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty famous though. When kids mm-hmm. come up to you and want to know who you are and talk to you, that's a big deal. You're Minnesota famous. That's a good start.
Yeah, Minnesota famous.
You got a lot of life to go to be famous on bigger levels.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other story?
The whole sections this year, like section prelims was so fun. It was fun to be able to see all my friends there again after a long season of not seeing them. And then I raced pretty good, I felt like. And then section finals was, the energy was unreal. It was so fun.
Isn't that fun? And you're in the section of all sections, right? 2AA, mm-hmm. you've got Minnetonka, you've got Prior Lake, you've got Edina. A lot of good schools in there.
Yeah.
And that's just to name a few. So yeah, that's almost like a mini state meet in itself.
I know. Yeah. That's what our coach Katie says. She's like, you have to not treat this like sections. It's like state 2.0 almost.
Yeah, it really is. I think I watched a lot of that on live stream too. It's mm-hmm. a lot of fun to watch. There was some super great swims going on there. As a distance swimmer, you get your own special sets away from a lot of the other kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the sets that you really like to do? And don't say starts and turns. I'll lose it right here. As a coach, I don't want to hear that.
I think other than starts and turns, I like working on drills, but then, you know, we did a long sprinting set is what it was called yesterday. And it was a 2,500, a 2,000, a 1,500, a 1,000, and a 500. It was all descending pace. So we had to get our 100 pace in the 2,500 and then had to get faster from there.
That's awesome, though. I love sets like that. Those sets you kind of have to strategically plan out, and it's more mm-hmm. about like control than it is about speed.
Yeah.
I love those sets. Those have always been my favorite. What sets don't you like?
Any sets with kicking or socks or shoots.
a true distance swimmer right there. Yeah, I'd like just run a two-beat kick my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. But at least you get social kicking in, as long as don't throw the socks on you.
Mm-hmm.
For coaches, that whole COVID thing where you guys couldn't social kick was probably the only good thing that came out of it for us. I didn't have to yell nearly as much.
I know, yeah.
What are your goals for this summer?
I think honestly just get some summer juniors cuts. Like I haven't gotten any yet, and I'm really close in my 200 and 400 free. So I think I could get those, and then by the end of the summer, like I'm going to futures. So that'll
awesome.
Be fun.
Futures will be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer swimming long course or short course?
It depends on the races. Like, I hate long course sprinting, but long course distance is way better because there's not as many turns.
I agree. And you can kind of get into the rhythm of your stroke mm-hmm. a little better.
Even I think
100%.
I think 200 fly long course is better than 200 fly short course.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with that. One, I think 200 fly any course is wrong mm-hmm. unless it's like a 5-foot pool. But yeah, I don't know. I think the only time I've ever seen a wall get farther away was on a third 50 of a long course mm-hmm. 200 fly. And it was, I think that might've been the last time I swam 200 fly long course. I'm like, I'm done with this. And I would say, would you go 400 over 500 free?
No,
you like 500 better than the 400?
Yeah, because I have to actually count the 400. I can just
that is true.
Let my mind wander during the 500 sort of.
That is true. What do you do for fun when you're not swimming? Because there is time where you're not in a pool, believe it or not, right?
Right, yeah. I like to try to hang out with my friends. Like, I have a group of friends from school, and it's me and this one other girl swim, but then another one of our friends plays softball in the, I guess it's spring, and then our other friend doesn't do any sports, so she just works all the time. So it's hard to plan around that, but we get it done.
Yeah, I think if you want it bad enough, you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are pretty smart.
Yeah.
So I don't put anything past you.
Yeah, we like to hang out a lot.
Who are some of your role models kind of growing up through swimming? Kids that you swam with, or maybe people at a higher level that you just got to watch on TV that you really like, holy cow, that's who I look up to.
They're both distance swimmers. It's Katie Ledecky and Kaden McCarthy.
Yep.
So it's like, because I got to race against Katie McCarthy during high school season for the last 2 years.
Sure.
And so it was really fun, like racing her in the 500, and I would still go my 504, and she went a 451, and I was like, that's where I want to be.
Yeah. No, that's the best thing about having people to look up to, right? Mm-hmm. They show you that it is possible. And if they're nice enough, they'll even give you some secrets on how to get there. And I know Katie is that nice.
Oh, she's so nice.
She's willing to help out. And willing to share some secrets, and the amount of work that she puts in is mm-hmm. unreal as well. What advice would you have for younger swimmers to help them be successful in the pool, or happy in the pool, or mm-hmm. healthy? What do you have?
I think like how everyone's just been saying, like, just stick with it. Like, I used that a lot during COVID, especially because it was just so hard not being in the pool for so long. And then when I got back in the pool, I didn't want to be in the pool. So I just, like, it was hard for me to stay with it. So I had a couple meetings with Kate, and we just talked about how the pros and cons of me staying and swimming, and there were a lot more pros than there were cons. And so then so I stayed with it, and here I am.
Do you ever find it challenging as a distance swimmer knowing that you can't sniff a best time until taper? Like, Or do you work off just like this is my non-taper best time, and that kind of what you work through in the season and wait till you get tapered?
I think it kind of depends. Like in the 500, I do have a non-taper time and a taper time that I work on. But then in the mile at NCSAs, I just dropped in both my 1500 and 800 without any long course training. So it was light. It was good.
That's awesome, man. That's a rarity. You got to be pretty happy with that.
Oh, yeah, no, it was. I felt great.
That's super cool. What would your walk-up song be? 500 freestyle next year's state meet, center lane.
Oh,
You
yeah.
get to pick the music. What is it?
I think Ready For It or Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift.
Are you a total Swiftie?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What are the Ivy Soul thoughts on the new album that came out, Torture
They're really
Poets?
good. I really like it. I
Would you
think
say top three Taylor Swift albums, somewhere in the middle?
I'd
Where are you
say
putting it?
top three or four, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I really love 1989 and Reputation and Speak Now.
Okay, good enough. I live in, a house of teenage girls, so I get my fill of Taylor Swift, and I can at least speak the language. All right, we'll go T Swift with a walk up. Final question: who do you think would be someone great to have on the podcast sometime in the future that you think would be just an awesome guest?
I think it would be really fun if you could try to get some Olympians from Minnesota. So
Sure.
like Rachel Bootsma. I know she got married, but I don't know what her new last name is. So
Yeah.
Rachel Bootsma,
We
Reagan
could probably
Smith,
track her down.
and David Plummer, I think that would be really fun.
You could probably count all the Olympians from Minnesota on one hand. Do you know the only Olympian from Minnesota to win a gold medal? Tom Malchow from St. Thomas Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, won the 200 fly, I think, in Sydney in 2000.
Oh,
But
wow.
yeah, it'd be awesome to get those. I know they're going to be pretty focused on trials and stuff coming up this summer, but it never hurts to ask,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
No, I think it would be great to have them on, and that's a great suggestion. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You were well worth the recommendation from your fellow swimmers. I appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to watching this summer get those summer junior cuts.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Ivy.